Today is Friday, July 2nd, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So just a little bit of a, I alluded to the fact of this, I believe, but I'm pre-recording this on Thursday. Because I am, as you are listening to this, I don't know exactly what time I'm going to release it. If I release it at my normal time, which is about 5:30 in the evening central time, we will be getting off the plane in St. Thomas, should everything go as planned. Now, we all know airlines have been canceling flights recently because of COVID and airline pilot shortages or something like that. Also, there's now a tropical storm a churning. And I don't think it's going to hit St. Thomas. I think it's going to skirt St. Thomas, and there might just be a little bit. Because if I look at my weather app right now, and I say St. Thomas 10-day forecast, and we're right on it now, right? I'm not seeing any rain at all on my app for not any rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Now, it's partly cloudy, and it looks like the best day is going to be July 5th. It's going to be mostly sunny, which is cool because we're going to St. John on July 5th, and we're going to go to a couple of beaches that are like supposedly like amazing, and there are sea turtles. And so hopefully we're going to snorkel with some sea turtles or something. I don't know. But every other day, I mean, it's partly cloudy to cloudy, and there could be some rain, but it doesn't look like tropical storm rain, if that makes sense. It's just kind of sprinkles. It's interesting, though, because if you go to different weather websites, if you go to weather.com versus AccuWeather versus, I don't know where Google gets theirs from, but if you go to those different ones, the forecast can be quite different. Weather.com gives percentage chance of rain, and there's a small percent every single day we're there, but it's a very low percent. So Saturday is 24% chance. Sunday is 11% chance, which that's the fourth. Monday, it's 15% chance. Tuesday, 19. Wednesday, 23. But it says partly cloudy skies, and it doesn't even say that there's going to be rain. It just says partly cloudy, partly cloudy, partly cloudy, basically. So I don't know how often, I mean, I don't know if they're taking this tropical storm Elsa into account, but anyway, so I don't know. The only concern is, would either the pilot shortage or the weather, the tropical storm that's a-churning, cause any delays in our flight or cancellations or anything? But so far, I was able to check in. They send an email about 24 hours before your flight, and you're able to check in. And we both checked in. And as of now, knock on wood, no issues. So today I got up and again, I'm recording this on Thursday. I got up and I had to get up early because the attic workers were coming, because as I talked about on yesterday's show, they flip-flopped. They were supposed to come on Friday, but they actually came today, which is Thursday. And so I got up, took my shower, yada, yada, yada. I did have some work items I needed to finish because last night I did not do any work item after we recorded. But first, I was tired. And so we just watched TV, and we finished Call Me Cat. We had a few episodes of that, and I love Leslie Jordan, and he's on there, and I think that's his name. Or maybe that's not his name. What's the short guy, the short Southern gay guy? Now I'm going to have to look at, I don't think it's Leslie Jordan. I'm going to have to look it up. Call Me Cat cast. I know. Oh, yeah, Leslie Jordan. That's his name. I don't know why. I don't know why I thought that wasn't his name. Yeah, I really like him. Anyway, he was on Will and Grace. He was on, and he does all those funny Instagrams. So we watched that and, you know, did our normal Rhett and Link and stuff on YouTube before bed. And then we went to bed. And then this morning I had to get up early. But I was glad because I really wanted to get the attic done. And they were in and out doing that until about 2 p.m. I got all my work finished. I emailed my boss, gave her an update on everything, did my out of office message, yada, yada, yada. I felt really good because all of my loose ends are tied up for work. Everyone, I had notified everyone of how to fill in for me if anything came up. I had all emails, documentation. I feel like I've done as best as I possibly could. I'm not checking my work email or Slack the entire time I'm on vacation at all. I did give my boss my phone number just in case, but she said she wasn't going to use it. And I believe her. So the rest of the day, other than just kind of we ate lunch and you know, and I was just watching some YouTube videos and stuff while I was waiting on the attic guys to get finished. I've been working on Pride 48 stuff. I set up all the technical training. We have a way of people registering to get technical training on the website. And I had to set up the time slots and make sure the form was working and test all that out. And then I had to manually email every single show and give them their user ID, password, and show information and links to the training, how to sign up for individual training, all that kind of stuff. And I had an email template that I used last year, so I just went in and changed it. But I don't have an automated way to take the spread. Well, there may be a way. I'm going to have to look and see if there's either a plugin for the website or there's some Google script or something, because we put all the show information. When we're doing the schedule, we just do it in a Google sheet. And so I'm wondering if someone has written some kind of script that will, you give it an email with some, like a mail merge sort of thing, right? I don't know. There's got to be some way to do it. But I have to pull the name of the person, their email address, their show name, their particular day and time, and the personalized username and password. And I have to pull that into the template and then email them. So for the past couple of years, I've just been doing that by hand. And we have about 35 shows. And so I had to send around 35 emails today. But I'm done. I'm done with that. And so really, the last thing I need to do before the trip is we have to drop Sydney off at my parents' house. I think we need to run to the store to get a couple of travel size toiletry items. We need some sunscreen. And then we've got to pack. And that's it. Our plane leaves at 9 a.m. So we're going to need to be at the airport about... Normally, I would say we only need to be an hour early. But with all the COVID stuff, they emailed us and said you need to get there extra early. So I don't know. I think we need to be there no later than 7:30. But probably we need to try to get there about 7. But we're only about 20 minutes from the airport, so, you know, we will have to get up early, but it's not going to be super horrible. So I have all that stuff to do, and I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to cook dinner or we're just going to buy dinner. Technically, I should still be on my diet today, but I'm not going to weigh because, I mean, we're starting our vacation tomorrow, and... You know, I was happy with my weight last time I weighed, so I don't want to, I just want to go enjoy my vacation and whatever. So I don't know if I'm going to start tonight. And even if I don't stay on my diet for dinner, I also have to decide, am I going to cook? Or, because I thought, I have these sweet potatoes I need to use. And I thought, you know, I could make some gnocchi with my sweet potato. And then I have some chicken breasts. I could pound them out and make some chicken cutlets with gnocchi. Gnocchi? It's hard to say that. I'm probably saying it completely wrong. Gnocchi. Gnocchi. But anyway, I don't know. Or we could just go get Whataburger after we drop Sydney off at my parents' house, which, you know, we have so many things that we need to do. I don't know that I'm going to have time to cook. The reason I was thinking of making that is because I need to use the chicken. And I need to use the sweet potatoes. Because they've been in the closet for a while. And I was trying to think, how could I? And I have some milk in the refrigerator that needs to be used. It's going to have to be thrown out if I don't use it. I have some heavy cream that I need to use. I have some cheese that I need to use. And I thought I could throw all those together in some sort of pasta dish. But I thought the sweet potato might make a nice gnocchi, so that's why I was thinking of that. Anyway, I don't know. I probably don't have time to do some elaborate meal. I have to edit this. I have to edit But First from last night, get those posted. And then we just have all this packing to do. I don't know. And as you're listening to this, hopefully I'm already in St. Thomas getting my rental car on the way to our first hotel. So, all right, I will talk to you guys on July 12th. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys on Monday, July 12th, if I don't get eaten by a shark. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.